Hello, hello. And today it's Lil on me and talking about going back to really the main reason why one of the main drivers for starting this podcast and calling it the Never Settled Podcast was based on my own experience of where I was settling in both my relationship and also in my career. And yesterday I was a guest on a podcast called Free to Be You. I think I've got that right. Sorry, Megs, if I've got that wrong. Megan Gibson's podcast is all about going from self-abandonment to self-expression and freedom, basically being free to be you. And how a lot of people, especially women, sort of neglect themselves. After a certain age, you know, when you start to settle down, especially if you have children or get into a career or get married, and we all find ourselves, or some of us find ourselves, settling into a career that is all right, but it's not that fulfilling, or in a relationship that started off well and has lost its way, maybe, or has lost its spark, or perhaps you're growing apart. And and sometimes these relationships can obviously be worked on and improved and saved, and there's a common goal between both people that, you know, they want that relationship to improve and go back to somewhere where it was at the beginning. But sometimes that's not always possible, especially if one person doesn't feel the same as the other person, which was my situation. And it took me a long time to sort of come to that decision, really. So that was a large part of the conversation yesterday on the podcast that I was guesting on. And it sort of prompted me to want to bring it up here again, because settling in life, whether that is one thing or everything, and usually if you're settling in one thing, you tend to be settling in more than one thing, is quite frankly a bollocks place to be. And it's easy for me to say now that I've been through what I've been through and come out the other side of it, when I was married and when I was in a career that was pretty good, but it just didn't fulfill me. So it's easy for me to say all of this now I'm on the other side, but ultimately this whole podcast came about as a result of all of that. And so I have been, you know, if you are that person that is settling and you know you're settling, or maybe you don't know you're settling, but you know that there's something not quite right for you, whether that be, you know, the job or the relationship or whatever, there's something slightly off perhaps for you and you can't quite put your finger on it. And, you know, things seem to be okay. Things are ticking along. You know, most days it's pretty good, and you have a good relationship with your partner. You're the best of mates. But there's still something that perhaps isn't. There's something nagging and gnawing away at you in terms of it could be better. And, you know, the career, it might be paying you well. It might be getting you out there, you know, using the noggin, utilizing some of your skills. You're getting to meet people. You hate some of it. You love some of it. But still, again, it's like you're feeling undervalued. Maybe you're not utilizing all of your skills as in the best way you know that you can, or perhaps you don't have a clue what it is that you're supposed to be doing, or that, you know, your heart's desire is telling you, but you know what it is that you are doing is not 100% who you are. And I was there for a long time, and it's a shit place to be. And for me, really, it came to a head in 2010 when my lovely acupuncturist at the time, who was treating me for a skin condition, told me that I was deeply unhappy. And I'd only been married a year at this point. And so I was in denial to begin with, but she said it again, and she said it in such a way that it just literally struck a huge chord with me, straight to the heart. Felt like somebody put a sledgehammer over my head, which I know is not pleasant, and cracked a hole in it almost, like to let this, honestly, torrent and wave of emotion just flood out. The tears that came from absolutely nowhere, or seemingly for me at the time, came from nowhere, and was absolutely uncontrollable. And my acupuncturist at the time, she was newly qualified, and she will openly admit now, because we had a conversation 2 weeks later, she didn't deal with it in the best way she could have done, in terms of opening up Pandora's box, because that's essentially what it was. And so for the next 2 weeks, I sort of went a little bit crazy and not knowing what the hell I was going to do and what I was should be saying. You know, I'd been married a year, and then I was like, what? I thought I was happy. I thought I was content. I'd done such a good job on myself in terms of believing that everything I'd done up until that point was the right thing to do. You know, that I loved my husband, and we had a nice life. We got on really well, all of these things. But if I'm truly, truly honest, I always, always knew deep down that there was something missing, that there was something not right, that ultimately I was settling, because I'd convinced myself that another previous partner was the be-all and end-all and was the only one for me, and all of this crap, you know, that I actually believed in my 20s and 30s, or early 30s anyway, and just bonkers stuff. And so I'd lied to myself for that long and convinced myself that what I'd got, what I'd achieved, the life I'd now created was what I wanted. With lots of other drivers behind that, you know, wanting stability for my son, wanting the potential to grow the family, to give my son a sibling, even though, you know, it wouldn't have been a full sibling because my son was not from my husband. But I had all these pressures that I gave myself, you know, in terms of, well, my son has to have a sibling, surely to God. You know, I was one of four. He can't be an only child. That makes no sense to me. And it's not, that's a lonely place for him to be. I had all of this story in my head. You know, I had all of this story in my head in terms of what I thought I wanted out of life. And I think a lot of people get pushed into things by what's going on around them. Like all your friends are getting married or having kids or settling down. And all of a sudden you get to a certain age and you feel that pressure to, you know, put a ring on it and start thinking about settling down properly. And, you know, and for me, my life up until that point hadn't exactly gone to plan. I got pregnant at 25, which was not planned. And prior to that, I'd been in a rock pop band. And, you know, that was a real dream of mine. Although, you know, looking back, the self-belief I had in myself wasn't strong enough to take that to where I actually wanted it to be, which was, you know, Wembley Stadium or some big tour, you know, or whatever, you know, making money out of something that I loved and that we loved as a band. So I'd got the band, I became a single parent, a single mom. That was not in the plans. And, you know, what else wasn't in the plans was to meet a man when I was 20, fall head over heels in love, and then end up in this cat and mouse for the next few years of him deciding to punish me for being the first person in our relationship to, you know, make a mistake and hurt him. And then, yeah. And then basically I got punished for that for the next few years, which I didn't realize was happening at the time. So there was loads and loads of things going on and loads of pressures in my own self, pressures from the environment, from what's going on around you. And so you make these decisions with the best of intentions. You know, you do, I always say, you do the best with what you've got at the time. And say that about my parents, you know, in terms of parenting, the older generation, they did the best they knew how to with what they've got at the time. We're all doing that. You know, I did the best I knew how to with what I had at the time, especially as a working single mom. You know, I weren't perfect, but I did my best with what I knew. And so we all do that. And then we feel this guilt that, you know, that we're not doing anything right, that we're not doing it well enough, that we could be better. You know, my son used to say to me about having, I used to say to him, what do you want, Jake? Do you want me to like be wearing a frilly pinny and be baking and cooking every day? And he was like, yeah, I do actually. Because I was obviously not that. I was out at work, racing around the country, doing my corporate sales job and, you know, and nights away and all of that and socializing. And he, yeah, he had this vision of Mumsy being at home in the kitchen. And so I guess the moral of that story is we never get what we actually want or what we think we want anyway. So yeah, so my life turned out not to be as planned. And I think, you know, when things go like that for people, you do start to make compromises because you start to believe that life isn't that great. You start to believe that you do not get it all. You know, some people do. Some people have the perfect life, the perfect husband, the perfect 2.4 children, the perfect business, the perfect career, whatever it might be, or that's how it seems on the outside. And so you're forever comparing yourself and you look at yourself and you're like, where did it all go wrong? But of course it didn't go wrong. It's just this crazy self-imposed stuff that we put on ourselves. And so yeah, so that's a sort of long waffly way of saying how people can really end up settling in lots of things in their life because they get jaded and they start to believe that it's not going to get any better than this. And actually they should stick with the devil they know, rather than stepping out of their comfort zone, because although it's, you know, although there's bad days in this scenario and there's stuff, you know, deep down that's not quite right, it's not that bad either. You know, the rusty nail that you're sitting on hasn't stuck that far into your ass to be excruciating. It's painful at times, but it ain't that bad. And so people, me included, put up with it and settle for it and think it's too risky to try anything different. But there comes a point, ladies and gentlemen, where at some point, not for everybody, but for some people, you can't continue. And for me, it was a day in November 2010 when my acupuncturist told me I was deeply unhappy. I had a choice at that point. I could have ignored it, not gone back for any more sessions, pretended I never heard what she said, and carried on with life. But I couldn't, because she released something in me that day that I couldn't put back. You know, it was almost like I'd stuffed it down so hard and convinced myself that I was fine. As soon as she said what she said, and it literally resonated on the second time she said it, that was it. It was game over for me. The box was open, the tears were flowing, pouring, should I say. And with that release came the ultimate realization and reawakening, if you like, of my truth and what I knew to be true and the fact that I'd been denying myself. And that's essentially what it is, denying myself the freedom to be me. I conformed into the crowd. You know, I always knew that I didn't really fit in with the crowd that I was in when me and my husband got together and the group of friends that came with that. I was always different, you know, and that was obvious. I had fun, don't get me wrong. I loved the socializing aspect of it, but I always knew that I wasn't really one of them. So yeah, so I think the point of this episode is to basically say, If you know deep down that something is off, and you might not know what it is, or if you know deep down that as much as you love your partner, it's not the match you expected or dreamt of when you were younger. The passion is not there. And I'm not saying you have to have this big passionate love affair every week, every day for the rest of your life. You know, that is definitely not sustainable. But I knew the difference between feeling that, you know, that passion and that love for somebody versus something that's a bit more friendship based and a bit more comfortable based and safer. I think essentially for me, you know, I'd been hurt so badly from the previous relationship that I was, looking for safety at that point. And that's not fair on anybody. So if you know that, and if you know that the job you're doing, you do it well, it pays pretty well, or maybe it pays mediocre, maybe it pays shit, whatever. But you know that you could be doing way more and you've got way more to give the world. You know, I put a post up a couple of days ago and it was a quote from Marianne Williams about stop playing small. The world does not need 8 billion people playing small. It needs people stepping into their light, shining their light and being their true versions, you know. Some people like to call it their genius, their greatness, whatever. You know, that all felt so alien to me a few years ago. You know, I was always hiding my light under a bushel. I was always a little bit different. You know, I would get, you know, I had certain experiences in my 20s that really broke my heart from friends as well, just from being myself. And I hadn't done anything wrong. But people like to make shit up and people like to pull you down. And it's not like, you know, you hear about it all the time with like famous people and getting slagged off in the media and all of that. And everybody wants to, when somebody's riding high, everyone wants to pull them down. It's this weird fucking human nature that seems to have been really pursued and pushed over the last few decades. And it is rife in humans, people that are jealous or whatever the case may be. So there was lots of things that made me keep small. And really kept me small, really, until only a few years ago. And I think leaving my marriage and building myself back up from there and having the freedom to be me, to be the authentic me, you know, I was single for 7 years and I had a ball. I thoroughly enjoyed it, not having to worry about anybody else, just doing my own thing. You know, I did so many things. I did so much travel in that time. And I just had the freedom to be me. It was like being a teenager again. So I highly recommend it, by the way. If it's something you're considering, honestly, you know, was I lonely? Not one iota. I think towards the end of those 7 years, I was starting to really feel like I wanted a relationship. And I did end up in a relationship 3 years ago, almost, which ended a few months ago. And yeah, that's it. I have talked about that on a previous podcast. Not a nice situation. So, I think my point is on this podcast, and by the way, I've got this stupid effect on my video that I'm using Zoom to record this. And I've got this effect where I've basically put a graphic behind me. And as soon as I move, it's just crap. Anyway, I'll stop waffling on about that. But the point of this podcast is, if you know you're settling, or if you know something's off, I've said this a couple of times now, then start to think about what it is. Start and even write stuff down. Just get a journal. People say, oh, journal, journal, journal. Just get a notebook. It doesn't have to be, you know, this whole bloody tag of journal. Just get a notebook and start writing stuff down and be honest with yourself. You know, nobody else is going to read this stuff. This is an opportunity for you to get out, to get stuff out of your system, out of your head, out of your heart, onto some paper. It's like speaking it out loud. As soon as you speak it out loud, you can't take it back. You know, again, on this podcast yesterday, I was talking about New Year's Eve 2012 was the day I told my husband then that I didn't love him anymore. And Jesus, was that a scary thing for me to do? But it was divinely orchestrated. It was like this chasm opened. He said something that I knew was a complete lie, and it gave me the opportunity to speak my truth. And I could have walked away from that, closed that chasm and ignored it. But there was just something so strong in me in that moment that I knew I had to say what I had to say. And we had a house full of people coming that night for a party. So my timing was shit. But I knew I couldn't ignore it, and I knew I couldn't let that opportunity pass. So, and once I'd said it, I couldn't unsay it, and he couldn't unhear it. So, you know, we then started to work towards how that was going to look. So yeah, get a notebook, maybe even do a video and talk to yourself, or pretend you're talking to the person you want to talk to, or pretend you're talking to a mate, or go and talk to a mate, or go and find a coach or a mentor or someone like that, that you can start talking to. Because if it wasn't for my acupuncturist, who I also know was all, you know, divinely orchestrated in terms of how I met her, because that was random as well. She became my mentor for years. She was my voice of reason, my objectivity, my calling me out on my bullshit. And there was a lot of bullshit. You know, she knew exactly what was going on. She knew exactly what she could see in my situation. And I refused to accept some of that for quite a while. And eventually I realized that she was absolutely 100% true. And I've never looked back. And if I hadn't have had that regular contact with her it was a couple of years before, obviously, I had the courage to say what I said to my husband. But then, you know, my journey continued after that, because you don't just, oh, that's all right, I've done that, I'm okay again. You know, there was a lot of guilt, there was a lot of upset attached to all of that. You know, it wasn't something I did lightly. I had a lot of responsibility that I felt in that relationship, not just for him, but for my family, for my son, for his family, all sorts of stuff going on. So yeah, get it out. Whether it be writing, recording, speaking to somebody, and then see how you feel after that. Because that initial release, it might put things into perspective for you. You might realize actually things aren't that bad. Or it will help you start to look at what would be a more purpose-driven career, or a purpose-driven life, or a more fulfilling relationship. And you can build from there. But the first step is to admit things to yourself. Tricky, very tricky. And sometimes it takes another person to drag that out of you. But yeah, I think I will leave it there. I think you get the point of this, of my little rambling today. And I will see you on the next one. Take care, guys.
If you enjoyed that conversation or were inspired in any way, please, please leave me a review on iTunes. It's the best way for other people to find my podcast and be inspired themselves.
If you'd like to know more about me and my coaching, you can find me at melclarkcoaching.com, Clark with an E on the end, or email me at mel@melclarkcoaching.com.